This interview is with Bill Jones, chairman of Pacific Ethanol, the largest West Coast producer of ethanol. His topic at the National Institute for Animal Agriculture annual meeting was corn, cattle, and carbon credits, a California perspective.
I appreciate the opportunity to speak at this conference because California does have a unique perspective on this issue dealing with biofuels and their relationship to animal agriculture. Specifically, one of the main reasons that our destination ethanol model works is that we have such a large accumulation of dairy cattle in California and the western states. That allows us to feed our wet distillers grain wet, not have to dry it, which saves about a third of the energy cost over the drying of those products in the Midwest, which in turn then are shipped to us and our cattle in the west. Secondly, the opportunity here for the whole carbon credit issue, which has been developed quite aggressively here in California in the last 6 months to a year by the Schwarzenegger administration, allows for us to take advantage as biofuels producers of a goal to reduce greenhouse gases during the next decade. That push has been across the country, but it's been really highlighted here in California. And that gives us the opportunity to take the whole issue of improving the environment and then both accomplish the economics benefit to the company by producing biofuels, but also provide a real environmental benefit to California by actually burning those fuels and the reduction to the greenhouse gases in California.
Are you hearing a lot of the concerns that in California that we're hearing in the Midwest from livestock producers who are concerned about their feed costs going up?
Corn is a very important commodity for the biofuels industry, just as it is for the dairy and the beef industry. It represents upwards to 70% of our variable cost for a plant that makes ethanol, for example. So yes, we're very concerned about the increased price of corn. On the other hand, we understand that certain price signals are necessary to send to the American agriculture community so that they will respond. Being a farmer myself, being a person that raises cattle myself and feeds corn, I also appreciate the need to have this evolution take place very quickly, and I believe that when it does, as we see USDA's estimates come out, which are substantially higher in acreage for corn this next year, that you will see a corresponding reduction in the price of corn. Now, is it going to go back to $2 a bushel? I don't think so. And by virtue of the fact that there is the demand both worldwide and in this country, you're going to see probably a higher price of corn than what we've seen historically. But just remember that, you know, the Midwest was having an awful hard time trying to sustain itself on $2 bushel corn. I think most growers would tell you that. So there's a middle ground here that will be reached and that I think it will be sustainable for both the cattle and for the corn growers. Having said that, don't forget, too, that the farm program costs have been reduced by upwards of 60% by virtue of the price of corn coming up. And that's much more sustainable long-term for the government and therefore gives us the ability to know that we'll have corn coming for all these different purposes at a reasonable price over a longer period. So the corn issue and is, in my opinion, something that we will work through. And I also want to mention that with respect to California specifically, I don't think the USDA has really looked at the ability of California to step up and grow corn. And they will. In fact, a lot of my fellow farmers out here are looking at replacing cotton with corn. The cotton price is down, corn price is up. And this is irrigated agriculture where the yields many times are higher than you would find in the dry farm parts of the Corn Belt. So it's very possible that you will see some significant increase in corn production in California in irrigated agriculture, which I think will be material toward, again, the volume increase that we're all talking about and hoping for.
What recommendations or ideas would you have for the agriculture community in terms of the livestock and the crop farmers working together on the biofuels issue?
begin with, I think it's important for animal industry to understand that, you know, subsidizing to the extent necessary the corn industry to have them survive long enough to provide cheap corn probably is not sustainable over a long period of time. Consequently, this price signal is going to increase dramatically the volume, therefore reduce the and reduce the price, in my opinion, over the next year or so. Secondly, I think as the animal industry understands that you can use the wet distillers grain, the co-product that we produce, for replacement of other commodities in the ration, you're going to find that that is going to also provide some synergism between the biofuels industry and the animal industry. Out here in California, where water is of great import, if you take a wet distiller's grain product and you put it into a ration, obviously the wet distiller's grain is a 65% moisture ration product. You put it into a dairy ration, which is usually 65 to 70% moisture ration, you're going to allow for some other high moisture feed to be taken out of that ration, which then in turn releases the element of water that was necessary to grow that feed. If it's corn silage, you know, it's 4 or 5 acre feet of water to grow an acre of corn silage. That in turn is back to the dairyman or back to the decide where they want it, what they want to do with that increment of water. So it may not be as true in other parts of the country, but it's clearly true here in California that the value of that increment of water is important. So that's going to give the dairy farmer at that point more choices. And they may say, well, I'm going to grow some corn myself with this water. Where I was growing corn silage, I'm going to grow corn now. I'm going to have that corn rolled, and I'm going to bring it back from my dairy cows. And I will put in some wet distiller's grain in my ration. And so I think there are some other, my point is there are some other impacts that I think will be positive in allowing more flexibility for dairymen to utilize this most important commodity out in California, at least that's water, the way I see it today, that have really not been factored into this overall evaluation of the biofuels industry's impact on animal agriculture yet. And as those are looked at, I think they're going to be positive. And certainly long term, having a wet distiller's product, which many would argue has 125% the nutritional value of corn in quantities available in the large dairy markets, is a positive. And clearly I see that way in California.
Tell me a little bit about Pacific Ethanol, a little bit of your background and perhaps what your goals are as far as the growth of the ethanol industry on the West Coast.
My background is animal agriculture and plant science. That's my degrees from college. I have farmed. I continue to farm and raise cattle in Central California. And I served 12 years in the state legislature in California and 8 years as a statewide elected officer, Secretary of State in California until the spring of 2003. We began Pacific Ethanol as a joint effort between myself and our current CEO, and currently are listed on the NASDAQ as PEIX. And PacificEthanol.net is our website for those that have an interest in kind of pursuing a little bit more information on the company. Our mission, as stated by our company, is to become the major producer and marketer of renewable fuels on the West Coast. We have already in production a plant and a half. We own half a plant in Colorado, and we have one in Central California, and we have 4 others that are either under construction to be completed or permitted to be finished by the end of next year. So beyond just the ethanol production, though, we have a marketing company that's been in business a number of years, and we are producing now for our relationships in the marketing company, having pre-sold ethanol for many years that we purchased from the Midwest. We're replacing that now with domestically produced ethanol in the West. We believe that the long-term viability of this industry is only improved by the importance of destination ethanol, which is close to the cattle, close to the usage of the ethanol, 25% usage in California of total ethanol produced in the country in California, and the need to improve the environment. So we see ethanol winning on all those points, and we are very sensitive to the price of corn because it's a big impact to us on our cost. But we also realize that coming out of the other side of this process will be a much healthier national agriculture as we get more corn produced and more available for everyone, both export and domestic use by biofuels and the animal industry.
That was Bill Jones, chairman of Pacific Ethanol. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.